I just start sending SAI and annotating progress notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is January 22nd, 2024. First one is history and physical on Jane, J-A-N-E. Last name is Paluta, P-L-U-T-A. In brackets, date of birth, 1-7-17-1927. This is 96-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself, and she is here on respite care. She is poor historian because of advanced dementia. She is comfortable. History was taken from the nursing records. No history of nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, loss of consciousness, comma, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for advanced dementia, hypothyroidism, type 2 diabetes, anxiety and depression, and GERD. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 1, hemodynamically stable. HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equal, rectal light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Type 2 diabetes, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, Alzheimer's dementia, comma, anxiety and depression. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility. She is in wheelchair and comfortable. She has DNR. Her blood pressure and pulse is controlled. She is eating okay. She will be discharged back to her home with her family in the next few days. Plan of management was discussed with the patient and nursing staff. Next, history and physical is on Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is Rolfsen, R-O-L-F-S-E-N. In brackets, date of birth, 10-4-1961. This is a 62-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is on home supplemental oxygen. She tripped and fell over her oxygen extension tubing. And in the hospital, she was admitted for pubic fracture and then subsequently transferred here. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for chronic pain syndrome, hypertension, anxiety, alcohol abuse in the past, type 2 diabetes, chronic respiratory failure, family history is non-contributory, social history, she quit smoking, no drinking, no drug abuse, she lives at home, allergies, non-medications as per a test list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equal, rectal light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, fall leading to right-sided pubic fracture, comma, acute on chronic hypoxic respiratory failure, comma, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, anxiety and depression. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time spent was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. She is on supplemental oxygen. She is taking pain medications, and her pain is reasonably controlled. She is eating and drinking good. She denies any constipation. She does have DVT prophylaxis. Next, history and physical is on Carolyn, Carolyn, last name is Huddy, Huddy, in brackets, date of birth 3/17/1952. This is 71-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She is using a walker. She had spinal fusion done about 5 weeks ago, and then she fell backwards in the hospital. She was there for pneumonia. She is using on and off supplemental oxygen. She is always in pain at different parts of her body because of complex regional pain syndrome. She sees pain management specialist as well. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. She is a retired RN. Past medical history is significant for complex regional pain syndrome with chronic narcotic dependence, sleep apnea, COPD, history of falling, chronic nausea, restless leg syndrome, family history is non-contributory, social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, none medications as per a test list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic normal, cephalic pupils are equiracted light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted, labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, COPD, type 2 diabetes, complex regional pain syndrome, recent lower back surgery, patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then was transferred to a skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes, including reviewing patient's old medical records, with including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Patient is very fixed on getting her pain medications, and she has been taking it for decades. She is dependent on them, which she admits, because she thinks that these pain medications are like TikToks. I have advised her that she has to follow her pain management specialist advice, and we will follow that as well while she is here. Physical therapy to continue seeing her. She is hemodynamically stable. We'll give her Valtrex for her herpes on her buttocks. She is on Lamictal, which she is tapering. Because of her bipolar disorder. Next, history and physical is on Tereso, T-E-R-E-S-O, Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, Lara, L-A-R-A, in brackets, date of birth, 10/14/1941. This is an elderly patient who is admitted, who is readmitted to this facility from the hospital because he is not able to take care of himself. He was in the hospital for influenza. He denies any history of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for COPD, Alzheimer's, dementia, hypertension, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications, aspiratized list. Review of systems as per your present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 1 to 2, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomic, normal, spheric, pupils are equiactor, light, neck is upper, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral failure entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pupillary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Acute influenza, pneumonia, hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, dyspepsia, osteoarthritis. Plan, same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He is hemodynamically stable. He is on antibiotics. He is not requiring any supplemental oxygen. He is eating and drinking okay. Plan of management was discussed with patient and nursing staff. Next is a progress note on Neil, N-E-I-L, last name is Eash, E-A-S-H, in brackets, date of birth, 2/10/1938, SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment plan, Parkinson's disease, hypertension, osteoarthritis, Alzheimer's, dementia, plan, same, patient is slowly getting better with rehabilitation, he's eating and drinking okay, he probably will be discharged home soon. Next progress note is on Angel, A-N-G-E-L, last name is Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A, in brackets, date of birth, 8/17/1968. SAM, ROSAM, OSAM, assessment plan, Tinea Barbie, B-A-R-B-A-E, osteoarthritis, hypertension, traumatic brain injury, anxiety, plan, same. We'll start him on Lotrizone cream for his facial tinea. He's eating and drinking okay. He is comfortable. He probably will be discharged in the next few days. End of dictation. This is Dr. Chani, S-A-I-N-I.